In a packed theater in London, Mia Farrow tells the story of Darfur through pictures. The UN Goodwill Ambassador has visited the region 7 times in the past 3 years. She says she wants to get the public passionate about responding to the crisis.
The mantra in my family is, with knowledge comes responsibility. And I think there are levels of knowing. And once a certain level reaches people, they will respond. I do believe that people are basically good. And I think we need to demand better of ourselves and more of our governance.
The anti-genocide charity, the Aegis Trust, is behind the Fund for Darfur campaign, and Farrow is its public face. Money donated to the campaign is earmarked to help survivors in the Darfur region, as well as those who have fled the violence and are living abroad. The trust says more than half the villages in Darfur have been destroyed. 2/3 of the population is reliant on some form of humanitarian aid, and more than 2.5 million people have been displaced by the conflict. Fighting among rebels, Sudanese government troops, and government-backed militia broke out in 2003. Izza Abren Korkor fled the violence 3 years ago and says the region needs peace.
When I back in my country, in Khartoum, is dangerous. There's no safe. I live in the camp. I go say, brother is died, father is died.
Farrow's message from Darfur is one of grief and desperation, but also of hope. She says it's up to humanity as a whole to act when governments fail to respond.
If a baby's drowning and we're walking by in the woods, do we let the baby drown? Most people, 97%, say, no, we have an obligation. What if the baby is through the woods a bit and you only hear the cries? Do we have a moral obligation? Less people, but most still say, yes, we hear the cries. What about if a messenger comes and tells us a baby is drowning? Do we have a moral obligation? Fewer people say yes. Add to that, what about if you're going to be late for work, maybe even lose your job? I am of the opinion, if you know the baby's drowning, your moral mandate is that you must go and save the child.
She says in the case of Darfur, it's time for the world to hear those cries and do something to help. Mandy Clark for VOA News, London.